1.1-Commercial Driver License Tests, 1.1.1-Knowledge Tests. You will have to take one or more knowledge tests, depending on what class of license and what endorsements you need. The CDL knowledge tests include the General Knowledge Test, taken by all applicants, the Passenger Transport Test, taken by all bus driver applicants, the Air Brakes Test, which you must take if your vehicle has air brakes, including air over hydraulic brakes, the Combination Vehicles Test, which is required if you want to drive combination vehicles, the Hazardous Materials Test, required if you want to haul hazardous materials as defined in 49 CFR 383.5. In order to obtain this endorsement, you are also required to pass a Transportation Security Administration TSA background check. The Tank Vehicle Test, required if you want to haul any liquid or gaseous materials in a tank or tanks having an individual rated capacity of more than 119 gallons and an aggregate rated capacity of 1,000 gallons or more that is either permanently or temporarily attached to the vehicle or chassis. The Doubles Triples Test, required if you want to pull double or triple trailers. The School Bus Test, required if you want to drive a school bus. 1.1.2-Skills Tests. If you pass the required knowledge tests, you can take the CDL Skills Test when you are eligible. The CDL Skills Test consists of three segments: vehicle inspection, basic vehicle control, and on-road driving. You must take the segments in the order listed and must pass each one before moving to the next. You must take these tests in the type of vehicle for which you wish to be licensed. Any vehicle that has components marked or labeled cannot be used for the CDL Skills Test. Vehicle Inspection. You will be tested to see if you know whether your vehicle is safe to drive. You will be asked to do a vehicle inspection of your vehicle. You must point to, touch, and name the item you are inspecting and explain to the examiner what you would inspect and why. Basic Vehicle Control. You will be tested on your skill to control the vehicle. You will be asked to move your vehicle forward, backward, and turn it within a defined area. These areas may be marked with traffic lanes, cones, barriers, or something similar. The examiner will tell you how each control test is to be done. On-road test. You will be tested on your skill to safely drive your vehicle in a variety of traffic situations. The situations may include left and right turns, intersections, railroad crossings, curves, up and down grades, single or multi-lane roads, streets, or highways. The examiner will tell you where to drive. Figure 1.2 details which sections of this manual you should study for each particular class of license and for each endorsement. Next, we see a chart with the following information. What sections should you study? License type. Class A. Sections to study. Sections 1, 2, 3, and 5. Study Section 5 if you plan to operate vehicles equipped with air brakes. And Section 6, 11, 12, and 13. License type. Class B. Sections to study. Sections 1, 2, 3, 5, 11, 12, and 13. License type. Class C. Sections to study. Sections 1, 2, 3, 5, 11, 12, and 13. Endorsement. Hazardous material. Sections to study. Section 9. Double/triple. Sections to study. Sections 2, 5. Study Section 5 if you plan to operate vehicles equipped with air brakes. End Section 6 and 7. Tank Vehicle. Sections to study. Sections 2, 6, 8, and 9. Passenger. Sections to study. Sections 2, 4, 11, 12, and 13. School Bus. Sections to study. Sections 10, 11, 12, and 13. Figure 1.2-What to Study. Next page.